So we were talking during our walk across the bridge, the Chicago, frozen Chicago riverbed, which is kind of cool.
It is cool.
It's got little icebergs. Yeah. About the reviewing of companies' benefits programs. Because I learned all about, you know, we switched companies and, you know, we learned all about the new benefits and all that stuff. And I was thinking, hey, Tim's going to be on. We transitioned over the new company Monday, Tuesday, and it's like a whirlwind of stuff being dumped on 68 people that moved over. And I'm just like, I wonder if Tim does, you know, what does Tim do for this? So what do you do about that, right? I asked you if you did companies, and you're like, yeah absolutely.
Yeah, so we do 401ks for companies. A lot of times when they're smaller, you don't need a huge 401k. They're 401ks are very expensive. And the reason why it's apropos to talk about it right now is because they have to do what they call a 5500, which is a tax return on the 401k. And those are expensive.
At this time of year is when they need to do it. Got it.
So it's a great time to be reviewing it. If you haven't talked to your guy in a while, a lot of these people don't know what they're paying. And what are they getting for it? They haven't talked to the guy since he put the plan in.
Oh, so the company has to pay a fee.
Absolutely.
I did not know that either.
Yes. Okay. So there, you know, devil's in the details, just like when you do a mortgage, right?
Sure.
So what we would do is come in and audit it and say, hey, you're paying this. You should be doing this. A lot of times they'll have a Cadillac plan and they need a Toyota Camry, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what you brought up as we were walking over the bridge, that the last time we were on, 2-3 weeks ago, whenever it was, that a listener reached out that owned a business.
That's right. Yeah.
And you were able to, well, I'll let you talk.
Nope, thanks. So I appreciate you letting me talk about my own.
Your own company?
I'm just kidding. No, that's exactly right. One of your listeners called in. He had a 401k. He had a huge, you know, Lamborghini plan. And it's him and his wife and three people that don't participate in it.
Uh-oh. Oh,
so wow. Why would you have that? It's not benefiting really anyone, especially the owner who's paying.
Well, it benefits the person that sold them the plan.
That is correct.
Sure.
Right. So what That's I did point. Was I literally downsized what he was paying, and then he gets a better plan because we have much better funds.
Do you know percentage-wise what you may have saved them? Like, just out of, like, was it 30%? Was it 50%?
Well, it's a couple percent on what the assets under the plan were, and they're over $500,000.
So big.
Yeah.
Big. And that's per year, right?
Because exactly.
As this keeps growing,
right. Yep.
That's going to hit. Okay.
Jeremy, you must have been in the car studying this stuff before.
Sure.
That's why you were
obviously,
late.
That's what it was.
You have a family-run business for 40-plus years.
49, buddy.
Okay, 49.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have a defined benefit plan a 401k?
We do. And here's what we like about our company, not saying that we wouldn't, you know, entertain it, is they disclose all those fees all ahead of time. Mm-hmm. We know what we're getting into. We know, and we love the company, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's
that's
not
cool.
A crazy Cadillac or anything. It's in our best interest.
Yep.
But yeah, we do. Yeah. And actually, all of our employees, because we do obviously a 4.5% match.
Yeah.
And every single one of them are participating.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's great.
At 18 years old. So
yeah.
We actually, I don't want to say we automatically enroll them.
Well,
right?
That's the law now. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
You actually,
you have to opt them in. Right.
Got it. Yeah. So
whether they want to or not.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
so they have to choose to opt out.
Because absolutely.
At 18 years old, could you imagine?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Like, I'm sure there's so many calculators on it, but at 18,
yes.
If you're putting in just 6%, 8%, someone's matching
and
it.
I'll do you one better, Jeremy. Yeah. Think about it. If you guys offer Roth. An 18-year-old who grows his Roth.
Which we do. Of course we do.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of companies don't do that.
It's phenomenal. I love it. And we do love the company. But the coolest thing, we left a company for those hidden fees.
Sure.
Because we'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What is that? What is this extra 18 grand? I don't understand.
It goes up in smoke, too.
Yeah.
People don't even realize what they're paying.
So do you disclose the fees ahead of time?
Yeah,
to
as
clients?
A fiduciary, I have to. I'm a certified financial planner. So,
amazing.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
A lot of people ask, you know, are you a fiduciary? I've been one since 1994 when I took the Series 7.
Great. When it wasn't cool to be one.
Exactly.
Right.
It wasn't
you're
a thing.
Pretty hip now.
Yeah.
Money's cool now.
The class action lawyers love when people screw it up. Because
they bet.
Any and all similarly situated members of
X.
The blank manufacturing company, huge.
Did X.
Please contact us. And then it gets settled pretty quick, but they make a bundle.
Mm-hmm. So when you are going, for all of the financial, for all the business owners and for all of the benefits managers, mm-hmm. big and small, because we have a ton of listeners that own their own company.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of real estate companies that like Sarah's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
they're big.
They're big.
Yeah.
I think they got 15, 20 realtors, and they're pumping selling a lot of sticks and bricks. And you got a lot of manufacturing. You got a lot of service companies also out there. You know, like Dykstra and all of companies when he owned his companies. Rob Lindemann up there. Sure. So all of these benefits, especially this time of year, because they have the 50-50 or the 5,000?
5,500.
Yep. I'm a numbers guy.
Of course, clearly.
So now is a perfect time
to review it.
That if you haven't seen your financial planner, your guy or gal, in the past year, when you're supposed to meet at least once a year,
at least,
it'd probably be a good time to give you a call.
I would agree with that.
Okay, phone number.
See what the fees are. 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
Well, it's not only the fee. Well, fees are important because obviously it goes to the bottom line and affects your profitability and all that stuff. But it also has to do with the products and the services that you could be that company owner could be offering to their employees, which will help them retain. As we all know, retaining employees is very, very important. You put all the training into them, and you've got
I would say retaining employees, yeah, better than getting customers.
Right,
yeah.
And we see that with health insurance too. People are overpaying.
Right.
Oh yeah.
We do all that.
You review that too.
Of course.
Okay.
A to Z.
Oh, that's phenomenal. We do so all it's like a money audit, complete full package.
Exactly. Because I don't think, you know, you're great at cleaning carpets. You're great at manufacturing, David. You're good at talking. People don't know what they're paying.
I get to charge people, though.
That's true. So, well played. Darn it. Well played, Mr. Schluter. Sure.
He left me out.
Counselor.
Yeah. He didn't actually say what you're great at. That's
right.
Pretty,
he's like, he looked around.
Just,
and then
just okay, Dave. What do you want to be great at today?
Everything.
Okay.
I want to be great at cleaning carpets. I want to be great at financial stuff.
Oh, you got a lot. Yeah.
But I could ask Tim: is this a front-loaded product? Are you putting me in this because of how your fee structure? That's a fair question.
Yeah. You wouldn't be offended. We don't do front-loaded products.
That's a good answer.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Well, they tell you you should do A instead of B only because they're getting a pile of money at the beginning.
Right.
Well, then that
and then they forget about you and they don't.
Wouldn't that be illegal? Because that is the fiduciary responsibility is to have my best interest.
It is illegal. So is speeding. People do it a lot. So
they call it churning.
Like recommended, isn't it? Also speeding. Dave is speeding. Mm-hmm.
It's arbitrary.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to confirm.
You're speeding. You know, there's signs on the side of the road
that are
recommended limits.
I look at those for novice drivers.
Yeah, it's kind of...
What if you're late for a radio show?
I think I actually just get to point A to point B regardless. Yeah. I don't really know if I look at my speedometer.
I'll tell you when they start timing you from when you enter the 294 to when you exit.
They do that like in Boston.
They raised billions of dollars in Illinois alone.
You and me both, buddy.
I'd be putting retainers up because I can't drive 55.
I don't know.
312-981-7200. Tim, your phone number real quick. We got to hit the news at the top of the hour.
1-800-640-2256. 1-800-640-2256.